Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome, Minneapolis, KTNF 950 AM listeners. You are always welcome here. And the phones, they're open. We're going to take lots of calls this hour because Thursday is your day to shine at 844-967-2789. See what I did there, Evan? I'm so clever. The very clever and talented Kristen Bry. We really appreciate her joining us for the 4 o'clock hour. And Kristen, you can hear her, As Goes Wisconsin. She's paired with Jane Mantnier. They're a damn good product. 11 to 2 each day, originating from Waukesha, WAUK 540 AM. But if you don't hear her on the local affiliate, you know, try her on the app. The Shaw on the Civic Media app. I think that's like the side channel, right behind the Devil Radio side channel.
That's right. Come
that's
second.
My favorite side channel. 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient for just a minute. Couple of stories I got to bring to the broader audience's attention. Ron Johnson talked about Rojo quite a bit in hour one. Well, he's got a new proposition out. Obviously, Dobbs, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, has been a very contentious issue during this elective cycle. And we know we've got an extremist candidate on the GOP side in Tim Michaels. Hell, that guy didn't even want exceptions in the case of rape or incest. In yesterday's polling, Marquette University Law School polling tells us Tim Michaels stands with about 10% of the most extreme Wisconsinites in that position.
It's a bold move. Bold move, Cotton.
Yeah, that's a strange place to run a campaign for governor from the minority of the 10%. But, you know, if you're an extremist, you're an extremist. There's also an article today at the Journal Sentinel. Tim Michaels, he's not down for the marijuana, wants to keep it illegal here. So, you know, consider where this guy's at. He's living in 1849. Well, he's living in Connecticut. He's governing from 1849, and he wants to be the governor of the state of Wisconsin. But back to Rojo for just a minute longer. Then the phones, 844-96-PARTY. Ron Johnson wants Wisconsin voters to decide abortion laws by referendum. Now, first and foremost, let me say, I am all down for the civic engagement of a referendum. Governor Tony Evers, in some small part, owes his governorship to the multiple legalized marijuana referendums that were on the ballot back in 2018. Just ask Scott Walker. Scott Walker blames the, you know, the stoners for showing up.
Oh.
But Ron Johnson wants to allow the voters to decide through referendum. Here's the problem with that. Referendums in the state of Wisconsin, unlike some other states, they're non-binding. They don't matter. They don't change policy. They don't change law. Now, in other states, the citizenry has the right through referendum. Think the state of California. They're one of the states that you can change the laws of your state. The citizens can rise up in unison, enough sign a ballot, it gets on the ballot, sign a signature, it gets on the ballot, and you, the voters, get to decide. We got friends listening in Eureka, California, KGOE country. They can change the law, the citizens of California. The citizens of Michigan can do the same. Let's not forget they had a ballot proposition about the subject of abortion. Now they've had some malfeasant canvassers and some others, canvasser board members, Republicans, that have tried to block their efforts, had to have a court overrule them. But there are other places where referendums have direct impact on the governance. But not here in the state of Wisconsin, Ron. So your proposition is disingenuous at best, asinine. It's an asinine proposition, but let me tell you about it. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson wants to see changes to Wisconsin's 1849 law outlawing nearly all abortions, saying that voters in the state should decide how the law is modified. How are you going to do that, Ron? But the Oshkosh Republican's suggested solution, a statewide referendum, is unlikely to have an impact on the state's laws. Voters in Wisconsin cannot change law by statewide referendum. You should know that. You're a U.S. Senator, Rojo. Rather, a constitutional amendment is required. But the Republican-controlled state legislature is unlikely to act on such an effort, and there are no indications of any forthcoming amendment proposals. I quote Rojo from the Journal Sentinel. I've said about the 1849 law, it doesn't include exceptions for rape and incest, Johnson told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week. I would at minimum want it updated for that. My recommendation would be a referendum, he said, adding, but because this debate has been delayed for 50 years, people don't have, I think, the information they need to decide that question. So you, the voters, even if referendums were available, you don't have enough information. Now, Ron's unaware that, or being disingenuous when he, you know, puts forth this advocacy for a referendum, because that doesn't happen here with any impact, Ron. But you knew that, didn't you, Senator?
But the people are not on us not knowing, you know, that people don't understand that referendums are non-binding. Oh, man, this guy.
But Ron doesn't think because the delay has been, you know, the debate on this topic has been delayed by 50 years while Roe was in place. Apparently, I think he references. They don't have the information. Society doesn't. We, the people, don't know enough about this issue. Yes, we do, Ron. Yes, we do. But we, the people, don't stand with you, and certainly not the very extreme views of Tim Michaels, the GOP gubernatorial candidate. A little bit more. We really ought to poll the citizens, Johnson continued. They did that yesterday, Ron. Literally, Marquette University Law School poll. They actually did polling of the citizenry here in the state of Wisconsin, and the vast majority of them, well, they would like exceptions for rape and incest. 83% of Wisconsinites favor that. I think 70% of Republicans favor that. But that ain't the current law, Ron. And your proposition ain't going to change that. And you know that. A little bit more. Wisconsin's 1849 law banning abortions except in situations where the mother's life is in danger went into effect after the U.S. Supreme Court, very conservative, 6-3, overturned the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision in June. Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call have filed a lawsuit, challenging the 1849 law, claiming it is unenforceable because it conflicts with abortion measures state lawmakers have passed in the years since. Now, those that listen with frequency know I'm not a huge supporter of this effort on behalf of the governor and the attorney general, but at least they're doing something to stand up for the rights of women in the state of Wisconsin. But anyways, Johnson's suggestion came a day after he pushed back on a bill from U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham that would create a nationwide abortion ban after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Johnson has said, we the people, that is a direct quote, in the 50 states should decide abortion laws. But that's not how it works, Ron. And with the legislative gerrymander here in the state of Wisconsin, in the encrusted like ticks on a dog's belly Republicans that have their legislative majorities for at least the next decade. Well, Ron, you know that nothing is going to change here. We have no chance at governance here in the state of Wisconsin. And if we did elect a extremist Republican governor like Tim Michaels, he's not going to roll back the provisions you don't like, Ron, because he's all down for them. A little bit more. Still, the Wisconsin Republicans' idea for a referendum on abortion is almost certain to fall short. Almost certain? Senator Johnson and I agree on exceptions for rape and incest, but in Wisconsin, we don't enact laws via referendum, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said in a statement. Yeah, no kidding, Robin. In Wisconsin, voters cannot introduce statewide initiatives, and that is a crying shame, or referendums be voted on at the ballot box. Because I tell you what, we the people would choose legalized marijuana. We the people would expand Medicaid. We the people certainly wouldn't ban abortion with no exceptions for rape or incest. You're thinking of Tim Michaels. Voters can help change law, however, through constitutional amendments. Yeah, but that only works if the Republicans pass it through two consecutive legislative sessions. That's not going to happen. And the Democrats serve in the minority, the super minority, perhaps. I mean, you could have a veto-proof majority in the legislative session if people don't get up and vote for some Dems. I mean, the only thing we can do is kind of try to hold off the malfeasance of Republicans. But a referendum's not an answer to any of the questions, Ron. What's the drinking age in the state of Wisconsin, Ron? Claimed he didn't know that either.
Man.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, let's sneak you in on this segment. Dick, appreciate your patience. What do you got for us?
Oh, thanks for the lead-in, because sometimes humor works in politics, too. And here's what I mean by that. How about framing him as just what he is, the buffoon he is? Ron Johnson, I'm not really sure my time was well spent here. Ron Johnson, I'm not really sure whether I represent Wisconsin or the United States. I spend my 4th of July in Russia. Ron Johnson, not knowing the drinking age in Wisconsin. And you could just go down a litany of things and make him a bigger buffoon than Sergeant Schultz. You know that it's out there. Do it in his own words. Ron Johnson in his own words.
He knows nothing. Clown. He sees nothing, Dick.
Nothing. Right. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Come on. It'd be so easy to frame this guy. Remember him saying that? I'm not really sure my time was well spent here. 12 years? You're admitting you did nothing in 12 years.
Dick, well put. You know what? There's got to be 25 hours or more of Ron Johnson interviews with the Devil's Advocates in the archives. If the Mandela Barnes team wants a little boost, you know, have an intern. Go listen and then pick out the best parts. I bet there are a few campaign ads in there. Go listen. It's worth a Google. 844-967-2789. This call's a show's worth a call. Easy for me to say.
But you wouldn't support exceptions for rape or incest.
That's correct.
Wow, that's messed up.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the happier happy hour. You'll be happy to know former U.S. Attorney James Santel is sitting in for yours truly tomorrow. And, you know, Dom's still off next week. European vacation, something of the sort. But I got lots of big surprises in store for next week. And some new radio outlets. If we hadn't mentioned it, Civic Media closed on the Richland Center outlets. WRCE, as 1450 AM will now be called, will start playing our programming tomorrow. So if you're in Richland Center, you got friends who are, tell them, tune in. Jim Santel filling in for Crudy on Friday on the Devil's Advocates. And then next week, I'm going to spend a little time in northern Wisconsin, the Minneapolis outmarket of Amory, and we'll be putting a once-silent radio station back on the air, and we'll be playing our fine radio production on that station as well. Amory, WXCE, Lake Air. So that one will hit the airwaves, 12:30 a.m., 107.3 in Turtle Lake. Give me like three more business days. We'll get that one up and running as well.
We're blowing up. Oh, I love it.
Worldwide, baby, at least Wisconsin-wide. And, of course, you're listening in Minneapolis on KTNF, 950 AM, in Chicago on WCPT, 820 AM. Hell, we got friends listening down in Janesville on WADR, 103.5 FM. And, of course, all across the Civic Media Network, originating from the mothership here, Devil Radio. Ah, very satanic. I've gotten a lot of complaints of late, so, you know, I'm kind of being defensive about the branding. Don't be defensive. Just call us, 844-967-2789. If you're a little patient, we'll get you your call. Pizza Box Mike, you've been very patient. Appreciate it. You're next. What's up?
Yeah, I got a friend over. He's, you know, looking at my tomatoes and stuff, so no problem. I got to go backwards, though. You know, there's a difference between negative ads and racist misleading ads, which is what, remember I complained about it, what, a month and a half ago when I saw the first one, my blood boiled.
Ron's ads,
so what we need to,
linking Mandela Barnes and bail policy to the perpetrator of the tragedy in Waukesha. It was a murderous tragedy, but that's, I mean, it's beyond a little bit of a dog whistle, isn't it, Pizza Box?
Yeah, it's even less of a dog whistle than if you tried to attach Ron Johnson supporting Kyle Rittenhouse or January 6th. They're going to Russia, right? Or cutting Medicare and everything. So what I did was I heard one of these ads today on one of the FM stations, and I called them up, and I told them that they're running, you know, you call yourself a family station, and you're running racist ads. And he goes, which ones? And I go, are you kidding me? And then he paused and said, well, this is how it works. And I said, no, you don't have to accept money to run racist and false ads. However, if you choose to do so, there will be consequences to that. And then I started calling people. And man, we're going to go to these outlets that are running them, radio, television, whatever. You guys want to run down that lane? You want to attach yourself to Ron Johnson and fascism? Be ready for the other side.
I can tell you this, Pizza Box, as a media guy, candidate ads, you would have a hell of a time refusing. And in this industry, if you take any ads, you got to take candidate ads effectively. But you don't have to take super PAC ads. But I got to tell you, the candidate ads, the Ron Johnson ads, are the most harsh of all the ads I've seen, Mike, and listened to. So, you know, removing or refusing to take, let's say, third-party super PAC money, you could do that. You could say, no, I'm not running those ads. It's very hard to refuse qualifying candidate ads. You would have to say no political on our entire station. An iHeart, let's say, a Midwest Family, the big corporations. No way, man. They probably support most of what is said in some cases. And B, they're cashing the checks, man. The money's green, Pizza Box. You know what moves the world? It's money. If it ain't green, it's gold.
Yeah. I know, but there was, you know, people thought it was going to be too hard an effort to end slavery. And to me, this is just an extension of fascism, and it's working. And it works real well in Wisconsin. We know it's number one in alcoholism and racism. If anybody doesn't know already that all my children and grandchildren don't look like me and look more like Mandela Barnes, you should be pissed no matter what color you are.
Pizza Box Mike, you do a fine show on this network. Saturdays, you can hear him here in Madison on WTTN 92.7 Devil Radio outside the Pizza Box with that guy. Pretty interesting. Lots of you listen. I appreciate you doing so. 844-967-2789. My pal, Kevin. Oh, trying to get you, Kevin. Kevin, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Doing all right. Got a few bits of news. Number one, L.A. Tom is going to be in the Cheesehead State here a week from Thursday through
nice.
Monday.
You better come see us, man. I party with Tom when I go to the leftist coast.
Well, you might have to go up to Menominee to see him and go to Durand and Pepin, but anyways.
I might have business up that way, up in the Amory area, which is 30 minutes away from Durand, maybe
right,
45.
Well, we got each other's number. We got each other's number. I'll let you know.
Yes,
anyways,
sir.
I don't post anything, but I'm on Instagram, and I started following John Fetterman out of Pennsylvania.
Senate candidate, the Democratic nominee.
Yes. And I'm not throwing Mandela. He's doing a great job, and I think he's a wonderful person. But I wish he'd get more like Fetterman.
What do you like about Fetterman's campaign, Kevin? What's he doing right?
I don't know. It's because he's really throwing Oz under the bus, and he's really for women. I mean, it looks like, and I don't know if this, how often this happens, but he seems to be drawing a crowd of people and going to these places that people are, now is he taking the same clip in different parts of one particular visitation, or if he's going to town halls all the time. I don't know.
You know, but, Kevin, I have no doubt that Mandela's out in the community, out meeting with potential voters. He's got events every day I get updated on. I would just like to see him on the radio airwaves, Kevin. That's part of the reason we constructed this network, is to give platform to the Mandela Barnes of the world. Setting aside yes. any financial upside for me, I've taken on a capital partner. I think, you know, I'm not as broke as I once was. But what I would say is that it's not about the money, Kevin. It's about winning elections. And you ignore the radio airwaves at your own peril, Democrats. If you don't answer, you lose. Just saying. Ask Russ Feingold. Come back. More Devils.
You've got a dirty, whorish mouth.
Yeah, I was not involved in this at all, you know. So I don't know why you're even asking the questions. So why don't you just leave me alone?
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve edition. Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney, filling in, being a legal eagle on Friday for this fine product. Appreciate Jim stepping up. If you don't know Jim, Jim does morning cannolis every Saturday morning right here on the Civic Media Network, 9 to 11 a.m. Saturday morning. Set an alarm. It's worth getting up by 9. Get up by 9. If you get up at 11, you're going to miss Jim. Get up by 9. Listen to morning cannolis. Leave the gun. Take the cannolis. 844-967-2789. CJ, you have been quite patient, and you're next. But first, two headlines, CJ. Waiting for you. I've been waiting for your call. The Durham probe. You know, the Durham probe. Durham was the special prosecutor set up during the Trump administration to investigate the origins, you know, the Russia hoax, as Donald Trump would call it. Everyone else would call it, you know, the Mueller investigation. A possible collusion with Russia that was not proven. Obstruction of justice should have been charged, has not been charged. And of course, perhaps even prosecutorial malfeasance by the former Attorney General of the United States. There is more we've learned about Bill Barr, and that used to be Jim Santel's boss. I know once upon a time he said nice things about Bill Barr. No more. I hope he eviscerates Bill Barr on the big airwaves tomorrow. But CJ, first and foremost, with the Durham probe, you got nothing. It's a big nothing burger, dude. Nothing. The only charge was acquitted at trial. So, you know, I remember when you talked quite a bit about this Durham investigation, all the fruit it would bear. Nothing. One other headline, this one, an exclusive at the Washington Post at this hour. Georgia 2020 election inquiry may lead to prison sentences, the prosecutor says. Fulton County District Attorney says her team has received allegations that serious crimes were committed. I'm not going to read a lot, CJ, because I know you're not always a patient man. A little bit from Atlanta, Dateline Atlanta. The prosecutor investigating efforts by Donald Trump and his allies to challenge the 2020 election results in Georgia. You remember the all I need is 11,780 votes, one more than I got. I've been waiting for 2 years for these charges. But anyways, here is what the Fulton County DA, Fannie T. Willis, told the Washington Post. The allegations are very serious. If indicted and convicted, people are facing prison sentences. Now, no decision will be made for months on whether there will be indictments, and most notably, if Trump himself will face charges, CJ. But at least 17 people have been notified they are targets of a criminal investigation, meaning they could eventually face charges. And more targets will be added to the list soon, Willis said in an interview Tuesday in her Atlanta office. Willis would not discuss any of the targets by name. Rudy Giuliani. There are lots of targets on that list. You know, Rudy's on that list.
Yeah.
And has said and has not said she's willing to charge the former president. She has not said that yet. Yet. Trump could be called to appear as a witness before the special grand jury that was convened this spring as part of the investigation, Willis said Tuesday. a decision is going to have to be made, she said, on whether to seek Trump's testimony. And I imagine it's going to be made late this fall. And so far, the group of known targets, oh, there he is, includes former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani. I guess I wasn't speaking out of turn. And the state's 16 would-be Trump electors who created unofficial documents proclaiming Trump is the winner of Georgia's electoral votes, even though he lost that state. What about the fraudulent Wisconsin electors? What about them? Where are the charges, Attorney General Josh Call? I'm waiting. I'm waiting. What, you got to wait till after the election, see if you won? So anyways, now, CJ, in light of the Durham nothing burger and the fact that many, many of Trump's former friends and allies are soon to be criminally charged in the state of Georgia, what's on your mind, fella?
Well, thanks, Rudy. John Durham proved that the, what was it, $25 million?
Proved nothing.
2.5-year campaign against Trump. The Russian collusion actually was the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Where's the proof, CJ? Where was that proven in a court of law? Show me any report.
Oh, come on.
What was proven, man? He had no charges that stuck, CJ.
Rudy.
Unlimited resources, the power of the federal government.
There was testimony, and even...
Who gave that testimony, CJ?
Hillary. So, back to the...
Who gave that testimony, CJ? Who, name a name. Tell me who gave the testimony against Hillary Clinton that clearly didn't lead to any conviction of her attorney Sussman or anyone else. Then why wasn't he convicted, CJ?
I don't have it right off the tip of my tongue, but I can give it.
Because you got nothing, CJ.
Proven.
All right, move on to other points because you didn't make that one.
It's kind of like the ads of Ron Johnson prove what Mandela Barnes is running from. That's why he won't come on. Because he's afraid
he'll be on soon, CJ. I'm just giving his campaign a little grief.
Okay.
I wanted him on today. I'm going on vacation tomorrow.
Are finding out
my timing. They just didn't meet it.
The voters are finding out what his platforms are, and they don't like it. And that's why he's going to lose. He should lose, and he will lose. Because
all opinions at this point, CJ. We'll see the empirical evidence, but if he wins, will you acknowledge his win, CJ? If he gets more votes in the state of Wisconsin, will you tell me that Mandela Barnes was legitimately elected? Or are you going to call and say, it's a rigged election, Cootie, it's rigged?
Well, I don't know if you have the voters in the park again.
Voters in the park?
Because you don't,
man, that's weak, thin, gruel, man.
Your party wants to make it easier to cheat. And...
Your party wants to make it harder to vote, CJ.
No, they don't.
Then show me evidence to the contrary.
It's as easy as going to get your weed in Illinois and your abortion in Illinois. So,
I wish your mom had made a trip to Illinois, CJ, some days. You know, for the legalized weed, of course.
Yeah.
844-967. I'm sorry, CJ. I'm going on vacation. I got no patience left for you. But Joe from Madison, I always appreciate her call. She's very thoughtful. Welcome, Joe.
I think it's hard to have... Yeah, thanks, Curdy, and have a great vacation. I think it's hard to have patience when people refuse to deal in facts. The question to ask CJ, and you asked him several times, is where's the evidence? Where's the fact? And he cannot supply it. When, as he says, and I found this to be just remarkable that anyone would say it, the ads prove. You've got to be a fool to, you know, the ads prove. No, facts prove. I would like to return to the defunding of the police, the charge that's been leveled against Mandela Barnes. And I would like to talk again about the American Rescue Plan that every single Republican voted against, including Senator Johnson. Recall again that the American Rescue Plan made available over $650 million in cash to upgrade, and we might call that fund, not defund, fund police and sheriff departments across the country. Included in that, so $650 million, and Tony Evers and Mandela Barnes and administration worked hard to get over $50 million that was used to upgrade for police officers in and sheriff's departments here in Wisconsin. But it's important to note that those investments, that investments for the American Rescue Plan, was across the country. And in 2021, it was among the largest single-year communities commitment of federal resources for state and local law enforcement. I do not call that defunding. I call that funding, the largest single-year commitment of federal resources for state and local law enforcement. And where was Senator Johnson? He voted against it. What has he brought to the table to fund law enforcement? He's been there for years. He's, you know, free ride where he hasn't. What has he come through with for local law officers besides, I believe he honored the, or was involved in the Recognize the Police Week? Oh, that really brings home the bacon. We're talking about actual cash to make changes. And the American Rescue Plan, which he voted against, did that. For example, let's look at the city of Kansas City, okay? They were able to hire over 150 police officers, brand new police officers. That's called funding, not defunding. And that is what the Democrats brought you, and that is what Mandela Barnes will bring you. And what we're looking at with those ads that CJ is such a sucker for, man, you're looking at racism. That's just pure out-and-out racism. So my two cents for today, and I wish you a great vacation, Crudy.
Oh, it's just going to be a day. Coming back on Monday. Busy around here, but still nice to get away. Didn't get away for our anniversary, so I think my wife has moved beyond her COVID, and I think we're all ready for a nice weekend in Lake Geneva. And I hear we're going to get nice weather, Joe, so I'm looking forward to maybe a little pool time. No one wants to see that, right? Going to bring a couple of fine hosts from the Civic Media Network on board here in just a few minutes, Liza Hellenbrand and Kristen Voss, and they are the host of the Empowered Caregiver show. That show used to play out on Saturday mornings, but they are now producing the show live here from Madison. And if you haven't given it a listen, try it tonight. You can listen at 7 o'clock. They're going to be live this evening. They're going to produce their show. But before they do that, they're going to join me right here in studio just a little bit later. Kristen Voss, Liza Hellenbrand, the Empowered Caregivers. And between here and there, our friend Robert Pilot does Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake. So don't forget their fine show. Of course, Wendy, part of that, and Olkama as well. They do a fine show. 844-967-2789. This show ain't quite done yet. Some news. Tammy Baldwin. She was on Kristen. Kristen mentioned. She got Senator Baldwin. When's Senator Baldwin going back? I got a picture of her in the lobby, too. You're welcome here anytime,
it's Senator. True, too. We're telling the truth here.
There is a picture of both our U.S. senators and Tony Evers. Tony's in the lobby, even. You know, we got our Wall of Fame out there. The same-sex marriage legislation that Tammy Baldwin has been pushing her colleagues to support. And Ron initially, when questioned, seemed like he might be supportive of the legislation, which would codify same-sex marriage. And now, subsequently, Ron Johnson has said, no, I'm against. Well, this effort to codify through legislation will happen after the midterm elections. Apparently, that is the latest, but here is what the Journal Sentinel is reporting. The Senate won't vote to protect same-sex marriage until after the November midterm elections. But Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, one of the bill's lead sponsors, remains confident it will garner support. A quote from Baldwin, "It always been about getting this done. There's never been any other consideration. We started work on this in June, and we're committed to seeing it through. When it does come to the floor, I think it's going to have a very healthy bipartisan vote, probably not including Ron Johnson. Hopefully he'll be, you know, on his way out of the U.S. Senate by the lame duck, but I read on. Baldwin and a bipartisan group of senators have been working on language for an amendment to address Republican concerns over religious liberties and polygamy." What, they want the freedom to polygamy? Is that a little throw-in for Mitt Romney? I'm not sure. Anyways, the senators initially expected to publicly release that language Thursday and push the bill to the Senate floor as soon as Monday. But there are still some senators, according to Baldwin, and here's her quote, who want to digest it further. It is unclear if the measure has the necessary 10 Republican votes. If they're digesting it further, they don't have the votes, or they'd bring it to the floor. I'm disappointed it's not coming earlier. I think that tells it all, folks. That's Baldwin's further quote. But again, the most important thing is passing the legislation. Negotiators on the bill will also ran into a timing issue to get a vote on the bill as Congress works to pass a continuing resolution to fund the government by the end of the month. Oh, yeah, government could come apart. Reminds me of the Trump days. That, I think, is a factor in all of this also, Baldwin noted. Come back, a little more Devil's Advocates. The host of the Empowered Caregiver Show, Kristen Voss and Liza Hellenbrand. Stick around, I'll introduce you.
You got nothing.
So you get nothing. You lose.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve edition. We're not quite to the end of it yet. I got two fine guests in the Madison studio with me. I'm going to move a little bit so I can see Kristen Voss and Liza Hellenbrand. They are the co-host of the Empowered Caregiver Show, now playing out live. They're doing it live each Thursday night right here in Madison on Devil Radio on WTTN at 7 o'clock Central Time. That means your guys' show is coming on about an hour from now. Welcome, Kristen. Let's start. What is the Empowered Caregiver Show?
Thanks for having us and giving us a chance to talk about it, Mike. I appreciate it. It's a show that we started a few months back because both Liza and I consider ourselves family caregivers. And our definition of a family caregiver is somebody who has to take care of another person in a way that's supporting them with things that they can't do for themselves. And so both Liza and I identify as family caregivers because we have adult children with disabilities. And so we wanted to take the mic and give it to caregivers themselves, people who support caregivers, and give them a chance to spread awareness, let us know what's going on for folks and what they need.
And Liza, it's a big population, isn't it? I've heard you talk about it. I've listened to the show. How big is the affected population? How many caregivers are there?
Well, there's a wonderful quote from Rosalind Carter that says either you are a caregiver, you've been a caregiver, you will be a caregiver, or you're going to need a caregiver, which covers just about everyone. But the statistics show that 1 in 5 people are family caregivers, what comes out to about 53 million Americans.
That's a big number. And I was a little surprised, and I know you've asked our staff. A lot of caregivers right here on the Devil Radio staff and within the Civic Media family, I was surprised. I had never thought about it, how many of even the hosts we have here in some way, shape, or form, their families are caregivers or they're individually caregivers. And when guys make plans, they have to make plans, and girls, they have to make plans around other people's lives as well. How much do you think that affects, and I guess back to you, Liza, how much do you think that affects people in the workplace?
Well, it's a huge deal, and it showed itself to be a huge deal during the pandemic, right? Because when these people that required, you know, ongoing care, 24/7 care, when their caregivers, when their paid caregivers couldn't come into the home, or other people that helped them out and supported them couldn't come into the home, well, then that meant that the caregiver had to stay home with them, which meant the caregiver could not go to work. So it has a huge impact on one's ability to go out and join and be an active part of the workforce.
Now, let's talk about the radio aspect for just a minute. Kristen, I know you've had a public-facing job,
mm-hmm.
But radio, this is a little bit of a different experience. How did you guys get into doing a radio show?
Well, my friend Liza here said to me, I have a dream. I want to have a radio show / podcast. And I thought, okay, I'm not quite sure that's what I wanted to do, because what I really am inspired to do is run some workshops, run some retreats. And I thought, okay, you know what? I like to talk and I hope people like to listen. So let's do this and see if we can build a community and then be able to provide the kind of programming that I was just talking about.
And you guys have been doing this show for 4 months, 3 months?
Since February. It's almost six.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard lots of really good guests. And I know that this show centers a lot around the guests. First and foremost, I think I know the answer, but no guest in specific tonight, right, Lisa?
No guest tonight. Just Kristen and I fill in the airwaves, and we've got a lot to say, so I'm not worried about it.
Well, I'm not worried either. Before you were a live show, though, it's hard to interact with the audience.
Yep.
And part of what I love doing here in on the radio is it's a town hall, and people have an opportunity to call in and be a part of the show and hear themselves on the radio. But there are plenty of people in my audience, in this audience, listening right now to us that they're affected. And now I appreciate the fact that this show is now a live product, because for the first time you can incorporate the audience. So is that part of the big plan tonight, Liza?
Absolutely. I mean, I would love to learn from the audience. I guarantee that they have a lot to teach Kristen and I about their caregiving situation and how they made it work and the struggles that they face. And then I'll just rewind a little bit when you're talking about the show topics. We like to have national guests on that are out there on a national level trying to advocate for caregiver causes. We also have a fair number of local guests so we can connect the listeners to local resources. And we've done a little bit, but we look forward to doing more, bringing in lawmakers and advocates, people that are really lobbying at the Capitol to make the necessary changes to support caregivers.
And we do have the Empowered Caregiver Show, I believe, up amongst the podcast on the civicmedia.us. If you pull down the podcast tab, you've got all the fine shows. And some have been asking Crudy, where's the Devil's Advocates? It's on the civicmedia.us webpage under the podcast. But you've had lots of great guests, and people can hear prior programs if they miss them. Liza, before we toss her back to Kristen, give us a few of the good guests you've had recently.
Oh, I don't even know where to begin. We had a national contributor to the AARP on caregiver issues. We've had local people from the VA hospital and a Grace. Gilda's Place, which supports family caregivers that are dealing with cancer. So a whole array of guests, and they've all had just wonderful input and resources available for caregivers.
And I was even surprised, Kristen, you guys had a Trump administration official on one of the earlier shows.
We did.
And he was a serious bureaucrat, though. Just because he happened to be appointed under Trump didn't matter in this case. But it was a very good show. It was very informative. There's a lot to know about this. And most importantly, you need to know it's going to play out live right here on Devil Radio for the second time, right? Second live show?
Second time,
but first time we've promoted it here. Please tune in or keep it locked right here after Native Roots Radio, the Empowered Caregiver Show. You've just heard from the host, Kristen Voss, Liza Hellenbrand. It will replay on Saturday mornings here in Madison and across the network, but tune in Madison, 8 o'clock in the morning. But more importantly, join the show. You can be a part. 844-967-2789. Don't call yet. Wait about an hour. I want to thank my earlier guests on this fine show, including Kristen Bry. And also, who did I just have here? Did I have someone earlier this hour? Evan, help
no,
me
no.
out.
No, no. Kristen, she rode us to the top. She took us to the top.
Well, we've had Kristen Voss, and we've had...
And Liza, and then Kristen Bry, and then I guess me, but I'm chopped liver. It's okay.
And Evan, doing his job as always. Please tune in tomorrow. Jim Santel filling in for me, the Legal Eagle, carrying the Friday edition. I'll be back Monday. Please listen all the way through. Keep it locked. Devil Radio, Civic Media, and don't forget the Empowered Caregiver Show, live tonight at 7.